baseball. This is the funniest way I learned about this story. First of all, I learned about this story. Probably TC texted me first. And then I got literally a million texts. But the funniest way I learned about the story was this on from SportsCenter on Twitter. It says, breaking. And you know, the New York Times had this story, right? That's the original source or whatever. But breaking, the Cleveland Indians will be dropping their nickname. Sources told ESPN's Jeff Passan, confirming a report by the New York Times.
Mm.
So they somehow made it their own. Look, we broke this breaking story. The story is that he's confirming the report that the New York Times had. And the, so the Cleveland Indians will be dropping their nickname. And I thought, boy, that's a pretty big deal for Indians history. And what do we do on this show when we have a big story featuring Cleveland Indians history? Well, last time we had a story like this was 2016, when the Indians were in the World Series. And there was a lot of reports going around that the last time the Indians had were in the World Series, won the World Series back in 1948. And guess what? The oldest living member of that team lives in Fort Worth. And so we hooked up with him. And we do it again today on the Buyer's Barricade Ticket Hotline. Let's say hello to Eddie Robinson. Eddie, do you read me over?
I read you. I like the applause.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
By the way, I should mention to those tuning in as well, Eddie Robinson's birthday is December 15th, which is today. Born in 1920. Happy 100th birthday.
Wow.
Eddie Robinson. Amazing. Is everybody asking the obligatory questions? What do you owe your longevity to? What diet tips can you give us? Do you drink alcohol and smoke a cigar daily? What is your secret?
Well, I do that. I smoke a cigar daily and have a drink daily.
Wow!
But I think the best thing for longevity is have a happy home life. My wife Betty and I get along fine together, and we like each other's company. And this is a tough year too, the pandemic. So we're happy, and we're healthy, and nice to talk to you.
Well, speaking of the pandemic, that interested me because we have kids. I'm Dan, and this is Jake. We have kids, and we were thinking, boy, this is something they're probably going to be talking about well into the future because this is changing our lives. You were born 1 year after, of course, the 1919 Spanish flu. Was that something when you were a kid that your parents talked about?
No, the flu got watered down kind of after that. People got the flu. I had it when I was a kid. But it wasn't a serious kind. It wasn't the kind that killed you. And then they got vaccines for the flu. And it's never been a real threat in my lifetime. But this darn pandemic, it is crazy. And you lose guys like Charlie Pride. That really shocks you, you know. So many good people have died of this virus. And Betty and I are trying to steer clear of it. We don't go out much. And so far we've been lucky. I hope we can continue until we get the vaccine.
Hey, how was your I got a notice, and I didn't check it until this morning. Somebody gave me this about a week ago and said there was going to be a drive-by celebration in honor of your birthday where people could drive by your house. I wonder how that went. It was this past weekend. I thought it was going to be today.
Saturday. It was a beautiful day. My children, my kids and grandkids put it together. they put up a tent. We live on a golf course, and they put up a tent on the green across the street from us, and the street goes right by it. And Betty and I sat in the tent, and there were over 100 cars went by. And one friend of mine who paralyzed and in a wheelchair went by in his wheelchair.
Okay.
That's respect.
And his cars came tooling along in his wheelchair.
Man, that's awesome. So this is Eddie Robinson. He's the oldest living former Major League Baseball player in the entire big league. So that's something we could all hope to be.
The commissioner of baseball called me just a little while ago.
Oh, wow.
I was glad to hear from him, Rob Manfred. And I complained to him about the designated hitter.
I was going to say, any other suggestions for Commissioner Manfred?
Well, you probably weren't a general manager by that time, but by the time the designated hitter was implemented, you were certainly still in baseball because you were in the game for 65 years.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I was wondering about, if you didn't like, if interleague play or the DH really stood out to you that you didn't like the modern game.
I think that baseball has changed altogether. I think that I played in the golden age of baseball. And I think the golden age of baseball ended when Canseco brought the drugs in 1985. I don't think baseball's been the same since then with the people using drugs and breaking records. And everything's kind of false. The balls seem to be livelier, more home runs, more strikeouts. The game has changed a lot. But it's still a popular game. It's still baseball. It's America's game. And I hope it does well. It's just not what I'm used to.
This is Eddie Robinson, Fort Worth resident, 1948 World Series champion with the Cleveland Indians, joining us here on his 100th birthday. Eddie, as Dan mentioned there, the news of this last week regarding the Indians was that they would, after a pressure for years and years, that they would be changing their name. Now, it appears that it's not going to happen until next year. They're going to have a committee to try to find a new name. As someone who was a Cleveland Indian for a long time, almost a decade, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I hate to see it. I could understand getting rid of their mascot, Chief Wahoo, and all of that, but the name Indians, that doesn't seem to be such a bad name, and they've had it for years and years and years. I just hate to see them change it, but if they're going to, I can't imagine what name they're going to come up with. They'll probably come up with a good one, but it won't be like the Indians.
How do you like Chappies? Oh, after Ray Chapman, I've seen that. I've seen Chappies, Spiders, Forest Cities. Do any of those stand out to you?
No, they don't.
Yeah. Eddie, by the way, was also the general manager of the Texas Rangers. And I grew up in Cleveland, Eddie. And I moved here to Texas 20-some years ago.
Yeah.
So I've always had and my uncle was from here, so I've always had a connection with both the Rangers and the Indians. And the fact that you've, have significant time with both organizations is pretty exciting to me. I wonder if you are the one who pulled off the Buddy Bell for Toby Hera trade.
I am.
Wow. Toby Hera, one of the young stars of the game, as was Buddy Bell. That seems to be one of the more perfect trades in the history of baseball, where both teams are extremely happy and both organizations view both of those guys as their own. I think Ranger fans think of Buddy Bell and Toby Hera as theirs, and I always did growing up with the Indians. How did that whole thing come down?
Brad Corbett, my dear friend Brad Corbett, who was the owner of the Rangers, he loved Buddy Bell. And, of course, I liked Toby grew up in the organization, and I liked him, but I think it was more to appease Brad Corbett than it was. They were pretty equal as players. They were both good players, and it was a fair trade.
Yeah, it was extremely equal. So back then, even back then, owners were meddling in the general manager's business, huh?
Well, not so much. Brad was a hands-on guy. He let me run the show, but he wanted to be part of it, and he was not a guy to sit back and not say what he thought, players he liked. He was a hell of a guy, Corbett was. And I had Ted Turner in Atlanta before I came to Texas.
Oh, wow. And
Ted was a hands-on guy, too.
Yeah.
Turner was a great guy, but he didn't know baseball like Brad Corbett did. Brad was a pretty good baseball man.
What was Bill Veeck like, your owner in Cleveland?
Bill Veeck's the most revered general manager, I guess, of all time. The players loved him. And he just did so much for the players. And you know, he had a wooden leg. He lost his leg in the Army here. And he'd come down, pitch batting practice to us, sit on a bench with us, smoke cigarettes and cigars with us. He was just a great idea man. He put on special shows. I remember one night we had about 60 or 70,000 people in the stands. And he had everybody in the stadium strike a match, and they turned all the lights off in the stadium, and you could see pretty damn well with everybody holding a match. It was very impressive.
Man, that's awesome.
Like that.
That's great. This is Eddie Robinson. He's the oldest living former Major League Baseball player. He was on the Indians' last World Series winning team, I should say, in 1948. Actually played against them in the 1954 World Series when you played with the Yankees and all the Hall of Fame names on that team. Played before the mound was lowered, all that kind of stuff, and was a general manager for the Texas Rangers, among other teams as well. So you've just got so much. Oh, you know what? We talked in November, in 2016. Just before the Indians played the Cubs in the World Series. And at that time, you told us you had no plans to be a part of that World Series, but then the Indians, I remember about a week later, subsequently invited you to a game, and you actually went to Cleveland. Is that right? How was that game?
That was a real mess up. I wanted to go to the series. I thought I should be at the series. And their public relations guy did not intend to invite me. And so that's the way it was. I wasn't going unless they were going to invite me and pay my wife and my expenses up there. And a lot of people wrote him, and there was a lot of controversy about it. He finally changed his mind and invited me. And we went up, and I enjoyed it. Too bad they lost. I thought they would win. I think they had the better team, but they lost, and that was sad.
Yes. I was also very surprised this morning to learn, and I can't wait to listen to it, you have a podcast.
I have a darn good podcast. It's the Golden Years of Baseball, and I'm having a lot of return calls from it. People asking questions and people telling me that they like it. And I'm doing it. I want to help Alzheimer's with it, and I want to tell stories. I enjoy doing it. I want to tell stories of the past, of the golden years. Because if stories don't get told and they don't get written about, they're gone forever. And when I die, there's going to be a lot of stories die with me, but I'd like to get as many of them out there as I can before I die.
Well, I really appreciate your time today. Happy birthday. I'm glad we could be on the list with Rob Manfred as people who have talked to you today.
Well, thanks, Dan. It's been nice talking to you. I enjoy your show, and I know a lot of people listen to it, and I hope I didn't bore you with my remarks.
Oh, not at all. And in fact, I have a ton more that I'd like to talk to you about. Perhaps in the future we can do this again.
Just give me a call.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate that. Could I ask you for a final thing, which is our radio liner? I would like you to say this. We have all our guests do this. If you could say, identify yourself and say, I never listen to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
This is Eddie Robinson. I never listen to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
Awesome. Thank you, Eddie. Happy birthday. Enjoy today's cigar.
Okay. That's it? All right. Let's do the 1:30 news next.